In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 10, Letter 3092, Baruch Hashem, the 11th day of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvov, Rabbi Chosid, the Rebbe is sending, we had several letters to Yeshua Shneir Zalman Sheikhe Serebransky. He was the official representative in Australia for the Rebbe, and they were trying to build up over there, the Rebbe's encouragement. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. After such a long interruption, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter dated Rosh Chodesh Kislev, in which you write about the present situation in the yeshiva. Very interesting in the Rebbe's approach, even way back then. And I'm sure that today some of the yeshivas picked it up. You know, sometimes the Rebbe, people think that they want to force the students, or they want to punish them severely, you know, to eject them from the yeshiva. The Rebbe takes a much more tolerant and a much more inviting kind of attitude. So the Rebbe says like this, in your question, should you force some of the students that they must come to daven only in the yeshiva? So the Rebbe says, the force, that's not the way to do it. Although you should talk about it during an auspicious time when you forbring, and also not only people that are of the leadership of the yeshiva, but generally of the Chabad community that are not in the yeshiva. Speak about the importance of coming to daven and being in the yeshiva environment, but don't force them in the matter to say, if you don't, then you know what's going to happen. You have to, or no. The Rebbe says, on the contrary, the approach, the anhoga, of reaching out, bringing them in with the right hand, is going to help a lot in this matter. A lot more than the left hand pushing away. In other words, you can get with a carrot a lot more than with a stick. You're going to get them to comply without threatening them or without being tough, but rather by reaching out and bringing them in. Okay, now, what about learning Chassidus? Because apparently, before the davening, they used to have a learning Chassidus. But if they didn't come to daven, they didn't learn Chassidus. So what to do about the Chassidus? So the Rebbe said, the same point, the general point is as above. But since this is something very important, that they should learn Chassidus, so the effort should be more consistent and to explain it according to what is brought down in the Zohar, in the section of Bahaloscha, on page 152a, it talks about the soul of Torah. It's brought down in the Beis Chodosh for Torah Chaim Simem Zayin. It's brought down in the codifiers, which talk about it, and also talk about that which was explained in the booklet about learning Chassidus that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, what he wrote, and also the booklet of Eitz Chaim, etc. That's another booklet that talks about the importance and the necessity of learning Chassidus. So, the Rebbe says, the very well-known question in this situation, people always ask, in that case, so what did people do in the earlier generations? They didn't learn Chassidus. How did they manage? We're saying that this is absolutely necessary. What about the older generations? What about them? So the Rebbe says that the answer is very simple, based upon what is explained in many places. And also in Likutei Torah, in Bamidbar, in the Maimer that begins the Chas and the Choshes, on page 61d. That over here, it brings down like this. Just like from the Torah, from the requirement of the Torah, it's sufficient for a person just to say the Shema, reading the Shema. The rabbis instituted that you need also to pray twice a day. So that's already more than the Torah requirement. Torah requirement is just to read the Shema, and the rabbis instituted two prayers during the day. Today, we have already made also the evening prayer, Mariv, Arvit, we also made it into a, it was set as a mandatory. And later on, when people's hearts have been diminished, we're not as a high level anymore, the darkness has increased, we also added the verses of song. So the davening was stretched out. We got more and more pieces to the davening. So, what would your answer? It's very obvious to somebody, to respond to somebody who's going to say, you know, it's good enough for me, I'm going to conduct like myself, like the tzaddikim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I'm not going to daven the verses of song. Or I'm not going to do the blessings of the Shema. Because they did it. It's very foolish. That was good for them, not today. So the same thing is the Rebbe says is as far as the study of Chassidus. As it's explained in the Igeres HaKodesh, in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, in the name of the Arizal, that in our generation, it's a mitzvah, this generation, to reveal the wisdom of Torah, of Chassidus. And from generation to generation, the importance, the must to reveal it more and more. And therefore, the teaching of Chassidus has been expanded and has been dressed up in words that can be also understood, are understood also in the human intellect. So, if a student comes and said, why should I learn Chassidus? They didn't learn Chassidus in the olden days. Why must I learn it today? If it was good enough for the older people in the older generation, why isn't it good enough for me? And that's the same thing the Rebbe is saying. Why do I have to daven today? Why do I have to do? These were all things that were added later on. But today, this is a mitzvah.
Rabbi?
And yeah, it says, for sure, you will find the letters, the words, that are fitting according to the capabilities of the students so that they should be able to accept it. The Rebbe says, as I mentioned earlier, start talking about it during a Fabringen and during auspicious times. That is bound to bring a much more benefit, more and more. So you see, the Rebbe's approach over here is to go softly, to go encouraging, to explain, to encourage, not to use you have to or else, because that's not the productive way. The productive way is through reaching out, explaining, and elaborating, and keep on at it. The Rebbe has also added his letter, a copy of his letter that he wrote to one of the Chabad institutions. And the Rebbe says everything said over there applies also to the Hasidim of Australia. Sure, the Rebbe says you'll find the words to explain it to them. So the Rebbe says like this, as a follow-up to the above. He says, you're right. Why? You don't have time. Why don't you work properly in the outreach and in the reaching out, is because you're preoccupied with your livelihood, busy. You don't have the time. So the Rebbe says, look, it's explained in the teaching of Chassidus, it's also logically understood, that our livelihood, there needs to be two parts to our livelihood. One is that it should be prepared from above, that Hashem should give it to you. And number two, that what Hashem gives you above it should actually come down below the 10 tvachim. You should have in children, life, and food. You should all be successful. You know, sometimes it says you get the blessing above, but it doesn't come down here. It gets stuck somewhere in the middle. So the two parts. One part is to be worthy of the blessing. So Hashem should give you the blessing. The second part is to bring the blessing down over here. So explained in many places, also in Kutus Maimis Hashem, this idea. So a person who says, I don't have the time to deal with that first part because I'm busy bringing it down over here. He's making a livelihood, he's busy, but he's not creating the source. It's no place rationally. What kind of an argument is that rationally to say that you don't have the time for making this blessing? You got to get Hashem's blessing above. That's the thing. So the Rebbe says, in order for you to decide the parnosa, your livelihood above, it's only through occupation and matters of Torah mitzvahs. And there is no need to further explain this. Especially, the Rebbe says, when we talk about Chassidim, the Anash, and the Tmimim, that by divine providence, they were sent in a special country, in a special mission. They were sent to Australia, especially for this mission. So what is it going to benefit the extra preoccupation in your worldly matters, Darden, in if that's going to be taking away from fulfilling your mission? And also in how much livelihood is set up from above, God forbid. So don't use your preoccupation with your livelihood as a reason for not doing properly, being involved in your community outreach work, what you were sent for, and that's really what brings you your source of parnasa above, to come down below. And the Rebbe says, I don't want to get into great length in something which is painful. So the Rebbe says, as far as the students that come from homes that the parents aren't religious right now. So the Rebbe says, of course, you got to put all effort to bring them closer in, to be makar of them, to the extent possible. What kind of question is it? You know, I mean, he was maybe asking the Rebbe, maybe they shouldn't accept children from those, from not religious homes. I don't know what the question was. Maybe sometimes people were concerned if you bring in some from not such religious homes, maybe they're going to corrupt some of the other kids who aren't in the school. I don't know exactly, but the Rebbe sort of right away shrugs off that question. What kind of question is it? Certainly bring in those kids. As far as your question to bring to Australia students and a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rosh Mesifta from Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbe says you should consult with those who know this Rosh Mesifta, they know who he is, and they know the students, and they should be able to advise you what's the benefit to bring them now to your country, to Australia. And Rebbe says, for sure, you'll utilize the days of Yutis Kislev and Chanukah that are coming upon us. Also, the above mentioned, I guess, to encourage the people, may the blessed Hashem succeed you. The Rebbe ends up with a blessing and regards to all the Hasidim. So here, very interesting to see the Rebbe's, first of all, the Rebbe's approaches to go gently, speak to them, encourage them, don't give ultimatums, you know, that they have to, and especially when it comes to Hasidus, the Rebbe has explained that while it wasn't done generations ago, but now it's a must. And in our days, you can't say, well, it was good a long time ago. And the Rebbe doesn't say it over here, but we also know we have discovered medicines that are always discovered. We're discovering new technology, new ways, and we can't say, okay, we're just going to do the old ways. We got to sort of adjust, and you got to sort of adapt to the new circumstances. And that's the new requirements and the new revelations, which the Arizal says is a mitzvah, as the Rebbe brings down from many different sources. And the Rebbe says to be too preoccupied to do the work of shlichus, bringing people in, is not a good reason. Because, you know, you get the blessing of Hashem through doing the shlichus. So, no point in being busy bringing down and working. Add to your source of blessing. And the Rebbe says, you have a privilege. You were sent there to do this job. Don't lose it out. Don't take it away by being too preoccupied with parnasa. Make sure that you do the shlichus. And the Rebbe not tells them to consult others about bringing students at Rosh Yeshiva to their yeshiva over there.